project that makes money that is sponsored by the council. The Alaska Contemporary Art Bank is handled on the staff by our most recently acquired staff person, whom we plucked from the Visual Arts Center, and her name is Georgia Blue. And last, we shared our grant tribute. I would like to introduce two of our staff who perhaps you talked to on the telephone or you have a lot of correspondence with. They deal with your grant applications, Cindy Smith and Carol Ann Love.
Generally, try to stand back and look and see where the council is going, where the art is going, what you can be looking into on a longer range basis. Of course, our primary staff person is John Blaine, who directs the policy council. So I'd like for John to show us.
Thank you, John. I'd like to give a chance, since virtually all of the council members have spoken, to Mary Kay Barthes, who is the vice chairman. If you have a word to say, now's your chance. You're up next, man.
You may have noticed that some of us have name tags with an orange sticker and a S. That simply means we want you to share. We are either council or staff people. Please share your questions, your comments, or anything else that you might have to say. And on the blue sheet, second paragraph, line 8, in which it is capitalized, please correct me.
She thinks I'm a thief. Lance Pearson.
I don't have a committee to chair. I'm the only one that doesn't. In Venmo. I'm glad to know what this S means. Somebody suggested at the coffee break that it was
something. Lance is going to close the conference for us, and so he's saving it. Jordan Spencer. Carol? I'd like Carol Durkin to tell us a little bit of news that came our way in the arts community. And I'd like to introduce her in another of her hats. She'll be introducing several. this hat is as president of the Alaska Arts Alliance. No.
Probably just becoming a agenda for right now. Yesterday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, which is not my customary time to be awake, we got a telephone call from Juno, and the phone call came from Senator Ed Dankworth. You all know, of course, that the arts budget has been under attack in Juno, as has the Art in Public Places legislation down there. And you do know, most of you have been living this the last couple of months very, very much. But the message we got from Senator Dankworth was that as of Friday night, the Senate had agreed that the arts budget should be $5.8 million. The second message was that there will not be any, according to the Senate, there will not be any restrictive intent language as part of that. And the third message was that it does not, or there are talks taking place in Juneau right now that would eliminate the need to have a free conference committee. What that means is that the $5.8 million figure without a free conference committee is pretty solid, because that was developed, as I understand it, between the Senate leadership and the governor's office. So if we don't have a free conference committee, we can breathe a little easier, and right now we can all just say hallelujah for the day, at least.
Thank you, Carol. The reason I asked Carol to bring that up to us is because it has an awful lot to do with that booklet that I already brought to your attention. We printed the booklet on good faith, just as you plan your lives in the arts on good faith. We believed that there would be a state arts council. We believed there would be a percent for art program, a contemporary art grant, an organizational support grant program, a project grant program, an individual artist assistance grant program, travel grants for artists, touring programs, and piano maintenance, artists in school, artist education, money for publication, money for media. But we weren't sure. But we went ahead and printed it anyway. We printed it in two colors, Dana. We have, as Anna said at the beginning of this, this is a fairly cursory overview of the Alaska State Council on the Arts. But I really do want to tell you there's time, and we should take it if you want to either broach an issue, raise a question that you would like to see addressed, if not until right now, then through the life of this conference. We do want you to believe that this is your conference. The only way to believe it is if you share with us what you feel, or questions, or concerns, or issues that you really want to see addressed here. So I do want to open this before we get to the next segment of our session, which is slated for 4, to you for questions. I don't think that Bill McCrory is there in the back of the did see him in his photograph, but that was the beginning. Bill is our fiscal officer, and I understand while you're thinking about those questions. Yes. Yes, I'm sure it is possible, and we will also have available for those people who give me or somebody on the staff in writing, just a note, we will have Chuck's prepared remarks. He said it was kind of a Hubert Humphrey speech, which is not all prepared remarks, but we will have his prepared remarks for those people who would like to have that. And I'm sure that we could have a cassette recording, and Bill promised to get it on National Public Radio. Chuck, by the way, is going to probably be back on National Public Radio in the near future with a continuation of a six-year program that he had in the 70s of daily commentary on the arts, and I look forward to it. Now, is there a question or an issue or a point that you'd like to... Yes, Jen? Place on the committee that makes those decisions. We can feel that we can't have a place on that committee, but we really can't inform to this decision. We are aware of the fact that there are these block grant funds from the federal government and that they may be used for arts projects in schools. And we will make sure that the people on that committee appointed by the governor are aware that arts programs are eligible for those block grant funds. Terry, Melton, anything from your, maybe we can answer that?
No, nothing else, but when these funds come down,
function of the arts council deals with literary arts.
Cindy, why don't you speak to that? You have the literary arts versus town council?
Several ways. All of our grants contribute to open literary arts and literary arts organizations and contribute to literary programs. This year, next two names, I'm really off the top of my head. So if I get slightly wrong, about 6 individuals from travel grants and English Arts Grants. We've been at some writing conference, statewide newsletter envoy to publication of small literature and folk orca on TikTok several other things along that line. If you have specific literary projects that can, I'm not sure what you're looking for, but we have ideas about it.
To be honest with you, council really isn't here as much from the literary people, and that's going to be the passing home. We don't hear that much from it. It's sort of like who's yelling around at this getting more information. That's not to say that one's worse than the other, but that they tend to be quiet people. And we don't hear much.
Our analysis of fiscal 81, for example, showed that literary artists received 1%. Very small.
The reason for that has been that until recently there is council funds to the number of mechanisms. In one case, it's very recent, there have been no nonprofits that dealt very extensively with literary arts, and now there are nonprofits that are for writers of color, playwrights. That's been a very bad change. The second thing that's changed that is that we change the committee that's increasing the writers do not often and not the
yes. As a playwright. council to consider and discuss regarding other projects that relate to literary artists that we hope to be able to announce in the new fiscal year. Good question. Is there another? It has to be a non-profit organization to apply for a private grant. That's one thing. To be an individual, it must be a corporate or non-profit organization. We have provided grants to public radio stations, others. There are arts councils that often serve as umbrella organizations for projects that there is no non-profit organization specifically designated for. So there are various ways of making the application. I think that you're probably putting the council on the spot to ask them individually or me, is that a good project or proposal? Understanding is it's a policy.
I'm not sure that the fact that the organization is incorporated out of state is particularly relevant. The important thing is the project has to be in the state and we receive money has to be in the state. I don't know if it's considered against us or we've ever funded an out of state organization, but it's still like impossible.
Don, if we were to pass the proposed regulations in their form, as they are right now, would we be able to fund a non-profit organization based on the license?
I can't answer your question without going back to my regulation. I don't think we've actually specified in it. I think what we have specified is that the project has to be for Alaska and for an Alaska project. But no one has really addressed the issue of where the organization has to be, and I don't think it's that important, frankly.
There are no more burning questions at this time. I really do think that those issues and questions have come up this afternoon have just been a lot of delightful to hear. who have participated in it. But I think those hard issues, hard questions do have to be raised, and if they are, write them down. Let's give ourselves a chance to talk about them together. And then may I ask if there are any comments from the council members in the division now, and then if not, which is the next segment. Hugh Hall, are you here? He is here at the conference, he's not here in the room. Then, council members, if I may, ask you to leave the stage. I'm going to be introducing Darrell Schaff, who is going to do our first round of the fundraising game. Thank you. Darrell?
And Willie Sutton was once asked in an interview, why did you rob banks? He said, because that's where the money is. Well, the first question we always have, you can laugh, that's all right. The first question we always have is, where is the money? But the big problem never comes in where is the money. The big problem comes in asking for it. And I'd like to show you three scenarios of what I usually see when I deal with people asking for money. First is the real organized groups. How many of you here are organized? How many of you think you're organized? How many of you have sat around and said, you know, we are going to have to do this one of these days. We are going to have to go after that money. We're going to have to figure out that strategy. We've got to do that. Now let's come up with a plan to plan that. So everything happens and the plan becomes a plan to plan, and it goes on and on and on. And those are what I call the procrastinators. My favorite group, without a doubt, are not the procrastinators. They look like this. They start thinking about raising money. They start putting on clothes like this, and they start thinking, oh, God, I need to raise money. I need to go out and beg for money. I feel so humiliated when I go out and beg for money. This is so horrible. This is what I call the beggar and the blue-eyed arrow. How many of you sit around and agonize over raising money and go, oh, this is so humiliating. I hate this. Nobody? Good. Then you might fall into the third category. Which are the ones who go, yes, sir, son is the name and money's the game. Mr. and Mrs. Corporation, have I got something for you? The arts are great. They're not great. They're wonderful. They're fabulous. Let me tell you, if you just put up $5,000, I'm going to put your name on everything in the world. Your name will be on the whole world. You will no longer be unknown in this community. Your name will be on radio. Your name will be on television, on every piece of printed material that ever goes out. As a matter of fact, no one will even know who we are because your name will be on that. How many of you feel that perhaps one of those three was a little familiar? How many of you have a fourth type? Anybody else raise money a different way? That's pretty usually what happens. Oh, we have a fourth type. Anything we can talk about? Two suggestions made in a workshop we were in the other day. One was a thing called Tarts for the Arts. You use your own imagination on that. And the other one was what I thought was probably the most inventive. It was terrorism for the arts. Where we would go out and blow up or threaten to blow up all sorts of things in order to raise money. Now, and I'm open to suggestions if you have other things like that. What I'd like you to do is a little experiment with each other. Now, I want you to turn to the person who's sitting on your right. John, you want to talk to yourself. You talk to me. Or go find someone who's sitting alone. But turn to someone who's on your right and try to divide up so half of you are talking and the other half isn't. Now, that'll be hard for some. And what I want you to do is just turn to them and say hello so you can establish who's talking and who isn't. All right? Just say hello. All right? Everyone say hello? Good. Okay. Now, have you figured out who's talking and who isn't now? Okay? We have one person talking, one person listening. Now, I want you to imagine for a moment that the person talking runs an arts group or is an individual artist or is something to do with the arts. Now, I know hardly anyone in here has anything to do with the arts, but try to imagine that. The other person is a corporate type, okay? Now, corporate type is not necessarily a dirty word. We are all corporate types in a funny way. What I want you to do is turn to that. What I want you to do is turn to that person you were just talking to, and in one sentence, just one sentence, I want you to tell them what it is your organization does. Just one sentence. Okay, so. Those are some pretty long sentences. Okay, time's up. That's enough for one sentence. How many people, now let me ask the people who are listening, how many people in here told you what they do in one sentence so that you understood? Okay, let's reverse it. All of you who listen now, one sentence. Tell the person that you were just talking to what you do in one sentence. No more, just one sentence, that's all. Tell them. Okay, now, how many of you who just listened that time understood what the person sitting next to you does? Good. Okay. Now, the first team, all right, we're two teams now. The first team, what I want you to do is think for about half a second the one thing that you want money for. Doesn't matter what it is. It can be any kind of money, all right? What's the one thing that you really want money for? Now, in one sentence, I want you to tell that person why you want that money and how much you want. In one sentence. All right? Take the first sentence and do it. Marlene, you can't have money for that.
I want
two more. You know, Ernest Hemingway would have been very proud of some of you because he could make a sentence about 300 words long. Okay, how many people in here now know what the project is and how much money they want? You understand that? No questions?
What?
What? Okay, reverse that situation one time. The people who were just listening now, you're going to ask the same question. One sentence now. You're going to ask them for what you want the money for and tell them how much in one sentence. Okay, try it. That one sentence. Do you know what they want the money for and how much they want? Do I understand? Okay, good. Now, the first team, since you've been listening, we're going to let you talk now, and I want you to be, if you'll pardon the expression, a real hard ass. You don't want to give any money to anybody. There's not a thing in the world that you want to fund, no matter how good it is. Now, what I want you to do in about 3 minutes is come up with every single excuse you can come up with why you're not going to give that person money. All right, here we go. Every excuse you can think of. Why aren't you going to get that money? People. Carol, why weren't you going to get any money?
Not something that people will have to really want.
Right on. Go on, sir. I think girdles and art go really well. Eric, why were you funded or not funded? Why were you giving bad reasons or good reasons? Okay, Connie, why were you turning him down? Does that happen to you a lot, Eric? Connie, why were you turning him down? Were you telling someone bad things, or are you hearing?
I was turning down. I gave it to Hall.
You gave it to Hall. I'm not touching that. Go ahead.
Mostly, of course, at the end of the project, that was the project.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Of course, I referred it on to our committee.
Of course. How many people who were talking to someone, how many people are sitting next to someone that you don't know very well? Very many of you? Yeah, okay. How many people heard things, even though you don't have any idea who these people are next to you, how many heard things that they hear all the time? Yeah. Okay. Why do you think that is? Bad preparation, right? What I'm going to do in order to make this all work is I want you all to turn to each other, congratulate each other, tell each other that you've been funded 100%. And then we're going to break, and I'm going to give classes in, not that way, this way, how to go to a corporation. All right? Turn to each other. Thank you very much. More than 100% class. You've got to run into the same problems no matter where you are and who you ask. So be prepared for it.
Oh, no, thank you very much. Glad to meet you.
The workshops will begin. A small break workshop will begin in about 15 minutes. Please go to the one that you'd like to go to most. We'll be back in this room for the Governor's Arts Awards at 6 o'clock. Thank you, Dawn. Possibly give them a try.
the most important area, but a recruit by, a recruit is paid by a present policy. There's nothing better than a person alive on the side of the street. We have each time had to be able to walk on the campus. I'm giving you lunch after the company is in the meeting. There's nothing better than that. One other thing I forgot up there in the students from the meeting, somehow it appeals to people. If you look a little, a little hard to get, have an application form, make it so that it's not too much. Don't look like you, you need to let them know you're doing it. But on the other hand, if they think that it is somewhat, that's not what they really want, but somewhat, that you are looking for sincere, hardworking people. A little application form that really doesn't say much, but it gives the beginning of being something that's very important. Any other ideas on the screen? I'm sure you probably dealt with this problem for longer than I have, but you might have to just afraid you would want to share. Volunteers
abide by. Make your expectations of them known early on. Do you have a central staff person to serve as a volunteer coordinator? If it's not a staff person, is it some volunteer coordinator? Somebody who will take charge and volunteer, somebody who will make the phone call, somebody who will read with them, sympathize if the program does not come to the theater. The opera, for example, but now we move back to our contract with that volunteer coordinator. We have hundreds of volunteers, but also nobody can just deal with those people for long. We have a place